radio and television exhibit another element of this yearning for laziness, the idea of push-button power. By pushing a button or turning a knob on my machine, I have the power to produce music, speeches, ball games, and on the television set, to command events of the world to appear before my eyes. The pleasure of driving cars certainly rests partly upon the same satisfaction of the wish for push-button power. By the effortless pushing of a button, a powerful machine is set in motion. Little skill and effort are needed to make the driver feel that he is the ruler of space. But there is far more serious and deep-seated reaction to the meaninglessness and boredom of work. It is a hostility toward work, which is much less conscious than our craving for laziness and inactivity. Many a businessman feels himself the prisoner of his business and the commodities he sells. He has a feeling of fraudulency about his product and a secret contempt for it. He hates his customers who force him to put up a show in order to sell. He hates his competitors because they are a threat. His employees, as well as his superiors, because he is in a constant competitive fight with them. Most important of all, he hates himself, because he sees his life passing by without making any sense beyond the momentary intoxication of success. Of course, this hate and contempt for others and for oneself and for the very things one produces is no more unconscious, and only occasionally comes up to awareness in a fleeting thought, which is sufficiently disturbing to be set aside as quickly as possible. From A Rhetorical Reader, Invention and Design, by Forrest D. Burt and E. Cleve Wundt.